3. Here's Brandon Peoples.
And we are pleased to be joined this morning by 51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego, who joins us in our legislative update this morning. Mr. Hyland, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you coping with all the staying at home orders and just the new normal we're getting used to now?
Well, we're coping. Thankfully, we have a little area out here that we can walk and do a lot of yard things, so it helps. But once in a while, you just have to take a little drive to get away from the claustrophobic situation sometimes.
There's no doubt about it, and of course, there's a lot going on here behind the scenes that maybe we don't see every day out here in the public. But how would you rate so far the state's response to COVID-19? And we did have a little bit of a disagreement this week between Governor Kelly and the Legislative Coordinating Council.
Well, yeah, before the disagreement, I think everything was going very well. Everybody was complying. If you go out for a drive, you can see that everybody's distancing. They are not mingling. The stores, everybody's very cooperative and avoiding each other. I think it was doing very well, as best could be expected under the circumstances.
Well, certainly, it did make some headlines this week. The governor issuing that executive order on church gatherings. We do have Easter. It is Good Friday today. Easter this Sunday. Do you think it was appropriate for the LCC to go ahead with the current circumstances and overturn that?
I do. I agree with it because we have a constitution, both the U.S. and the state constitution, where those rights are protected and always have been. Now, a better approach, in my view, the governor could have come out this week during Holy Week and said, look, we know this is a very important week to all believers, but we are asking that you comply and not congregate. And all the churches in my district are complying already. We're having virtual services. But instead, she chose to do that and make it mandatory and caused a big uproar. And the Attorney General has ruled that he believes it to be unconstitutional. And we felt, I believe, that we should not be doing that right now. So, and then she's taken it one step further and filed suit against the legislature with the Supreme Court. So we'll see what happens shortly.
Yeah, and I know that different people interpret the Constitution differently, and sometimes there's going to be disagreement. For the most part, though, it seems like things have been pretty civil politically, at least for the most part, from the legislature and the governor.
No, and purposely so. I mean, we're in a crisis where there is no need for politics during a crisis like this, but this was forced upon us by the governor, and interpretation of the Constitution, I believe the words are written as they are, and interpreting differently would be a misuse of your ability to read, and that's my opinion.
All right. Well, tell us a little bit about the Legislative Coordinating Council and what kind of their role is here during this pandemic.
Well, what we did as a legislature, and, you know, everybody needs to understand, the legislature is a separate entity. We are one branch of the three branches of government. And what we did as a legislature, we authorized the LCC, that's our leadership representatives, to among themselves look at and keep an eye on what the governor was doing during this emergency that has been declared. Now, the legislature, after 15 days, and has the ability to either continue the emergency or to curtail it. And so we have oversight during emergency situation. That is clear in the Constitution. And so we gave them that right. Now, she claimed yesterday that because it wasn't a bill and she signed it into law, it's null and void, which is ridiculous. We are a separate branch, and we can determine how we want to run our branch. So that's where the argument is right now. We'll see how the Supreme Court determines what they think is the right way. So we'll see.
Right, and the LCC, if I'm not mistaken, they can't actually pass bills, correct?
No. We gave them the authority to have oversight over the emergency situation, and that's it.
Okay, very good. I'm talking with 51st District Representative Ron Hyland of Wamego. From departmental perspectives, how would you rate the Department of Labor and the Department of Commerce handling things right now? And are the resources in place for the folks to get the help they need?
Now, the Department of Labor, I'm going to give high marks. They are just working their tails off over there to try to keep up. And the governor did one thing. She moved people from different agencies into the Department of Labor to increase the workforce so they are able to handle more calls and more emails. It's still a difficult situation. The numbers are just totally unprecedented, people applying for unemployment. And there's still confusion about what the federal government is going to add in to help all the folks. I called them yesterday and asked them about it. They still are unclear, and they told me they will send each of the legislators a email as soon as they figure it out. So right now, it's they get high marks. Department of Commerce, they're overloaded also because the SBA has problems in their area. They were given money to help the small businesses, but that system is not working. They're doing the best they can. Eventually it'll get sorted out and everybody will be taken care of. But it's a difficult time right now, and I will not criticize them.
I think the general sense from most health officials and local leaders seems to be that the stay-at-home order will more than likely get extended. I think it's till April 19th right now. What is your thought on that, and if it in fact will get extended?
Well, it all depends on what public health people and all this statisticians will get together and see where this curve is going. If they feel we peak, they will probably extend it until it looks like we're down to an area that we can relax it somewhat. But we will have to rely on all the data, and it's confusing because not everybody is being tested, so we don't know exactly what the infection rate is, all of those kind of factors that come into play when making those decisions. But I'm with you. I think it'll probably be extended for some period of time.
As far as testing is concerned, I'll just kind of play off that point here. In your district, what are you hearing from local health officials as far as the amount of testing that's being done?
Well, all I'm hearing is that they don't have enough tests. So that's number one. So we're not getting the number of tests. So, you know, in my rural district here, we're relying a lot on Riley County to take care of our folks once they become ill. So we aren't in that path, so to speak, to where we're getting the tests and having people tested and all that at this point. So we're relying on either Topeka or Manhattan to help us out in that respect.
Gotcha. Well, as far as economic ramifications, I know revenues are going to be, obviously, are going to be down here this next quarter. Is there enough revenue in the coffers to essentially keep the lights on, so to speak?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. We don't know what the costs are at this point, I mean, what they will be before this is all settled down. And then the next question is, how many of these businesses are gone and never to return? And how is the agriculture sector going to bounce back? But they are controlled by worldwide markets. They're not controlled by our local markets. And so we have, in my view, a situation that is dire. And I would predict that the legislature may be called back later this year to deal with this situation because the money is not going to be there. And what it's going to take to try to get through all of this will require both legislative and executive heavy workload to lift us out of this.
Wow, yeah, it's different times we're living in for sure. Now, yes. if the legislature is able to reconvene, I guess before June 30th, this is an election year, how supportive would you be of any potential bill that would allow mail-in balloting for the August and November general election if it comes to that point?
I think it's just a bit too early for that. I'm not a big fan of mail-in. I think it's one of those things you should be present to vote. But if the peak has not been reached, then that is something we will have to consider most definitely. It's difficult. It's a situation that's affecting obviously everybody in the legislature is up for re-election this year. And incumbents obviously have the upper hand because name recognition. But anybody that's wanting to run against or run for an open seat, it's going to be difficult. I don't believe that if you go up and knock on doors, they're going to let you in, number one, and they may just shout through the door to go away. So it's going to be difficult. And I don't know. Just don't know.
Yeah. I've had people tell me to go away before. I'm sure that that's probably a common thing with politicians. Well,
it happens.
Yeah. I don't have any other questions. Do you have any final words of encouragement maybe to your constituents this morning?
Well, from what I'm seeing, the compliance that people are doing is working. Luckily, we live in an area that is less populated, so that is a big plus. I would say to people that this is Holy Week. Pray and be very thoughtful and help your neighbors when able, and we will get through this. And happy Easter.
All right. Well, we sure appreciate it, Mr. Hyland. Happy Easter to you as well, and thank you for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, Brandon. Thank you.
Again, that is Representative Ron Hyland from the 51st District from Wamego.
Certainly good to have these updates that we do on Fridays with our legislators. And, you know, now that they're really not in session, we could probably do